WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. One of the most important folk rock groups has been the British band Fairport Convention, founded in the late 60s. They started a new trend by playing traditional ballads from the British Isles on rock instruments and original rock songs influenced by traditional music. The person who was most credited with rocking this folk music was the guitarist Richard Thompson. He left the band for a solo career and performed with his wife Linda until they broke up in the early 80s. Richard Thompson is one of those great talents in music who never quite crosses over into the mainstream market, but many consider him among the best songwriters in rock and one of the most original guitarists. And on his new album, Rumor and Sigh, you can hear how expressive his singing is. This is a song about someone who's just gotten out of jail and feels so good he's going to take someone apart. It's called I Feel So Good. Richard Thompson, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
I think the song we've just heard, I Feel So Good, is, well, in its own way, deals with a kind of crisis that I think a lot of rock performers, rock songwriters get into in their late 30s or in their 40s. And that is when you're past the stage of youthful anger and rebellion, how do you capture the kind of energy, frustration, and passion that you want to put into music? And you've done that in this song by writing in persona.
Yeah, I think that is a good way of doing it. I've never really enjoyed, you know, that thing where you write about your own life. I've always found it a bit far too, introspective. So it's interesting to use, you know, personas as a device and to use other characters as a way of expanding what you're able to write about.
How did you come up with this character?
I'm not very sure. It's a bit worrying, really, to think about it. It's a very worthless kind of character. You know, it's a fellow who's just come out of prison and he's not likable. If you make someone the subject of a song, you're almost suggesting that they're a hero, and this person definitely isn't a hero or even an anti-hero.
Now, writing songs in persona, writing stories about characters in songs. A lot of that was done in traditional English ballads, and that's the kind of music that's always influenced you. Do you feel that you've drawn on that in being confident in telling stories through songs or in describing characters in songs?
It's certainly a help to know the vocabulary, the vocabulary and the kind of imagery that's available from there is a wonderful jumping-off point to create something contemporary. There's something about the resonance of the language that gives you almost, you know, instant reference points and instant success in trying to do something new.
Now, a lot of the English ballads were stories of murder and death and jealousy and deviance and imprisonment.
Things haven't changed too much. Really.
Right. Now, I want to play something else. This may or may not be a persona song. I mean, this is a song about being left by a lover, and there's, you know, this one could go either way. I don't know if this is autobiographical or not. Tell me something about writing this song.
Which song is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
You have to tell me first.
That's right.
I misunderstood. You know, it's just a piece of imagination. I suppose it's based on, you know, a lot of common human experience. Everyone has felt like that, and everybody's has been dumped, and everyone's had a hard time with relationships. So, you know, it's just a love song.
Well, let's hear it.
Thank you.
said, darling, I'm in love with your mind. The way you care for me, it's so kind. Love to see you again, I wish I had more time. She was laughing as she brushed my cheek. Why don't you call me Angel, maybe next week? Promise now, cross your heart and hope to die. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. But I misunderstood. I thought she was saying good luck. She was saying goodbye.
Well, is the line, I thought she was saying good luck, but she was saying goodbye, is that the first thing that came to you in the song?
I'm not sure. I think the kind of guitar hooky riff was the first thing that I came to. I wrote it very quickly, so I'm not sure how things happened. Mm-hmm. I think also when you're writing, you're not really aware of what you're doing, which is kind of wonderful, really. It's like something else takes over and you're not responsible. So I'm really not responsible.
My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Richard Thompson. His new album is Rumor and Sigh. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Richard Thompson is my guest. Now, a lot of British rock performers were inspired by the British blues revival. What effect did that have on you?
I probably went the other way. I think I was slightly repulsed by the blues revival.
Repulsed?
Well, I've always, you know, so since I was about 11 or 12, I was listening to the blues, you know. And when the blues revival came along, there was suddenly like thousands of British kids playing, you know, what were really inferior versions of Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King and Otis Rush. And I thought, well, this can't be right. You know, this isn't really any good. This is always going to be nothing more than a pale imitation of this wonderful music, you know. Kids living in the suburbs of Manchester, England, are never really going to capture it. So I sort of went the other way, really. I think the blues revival and the popularity of soul music in Britain in the 60s really drove Fairport to traditional music, really, to an indigenous form of music.
So when you turned the other way and found music that was traditional in your country, the kind of folk ballads that you drew on, was that a return for you to that kind of music, or was that a brand new discovery of it?
It was a bit of both. I think we knew about it, you know, sketchily, really. We'd always, you know, hung out in folk clubs and listened to traditional performers, and well, we had a bit of it in childhood, and they ram a bit of it down your throat at school, you know. But actually, to really understand it and get into it, we had to do quite a lot of research. We had to do a lot of learning. We had to spend a lot of time with traditional musicians to learn our stuff, really.
Why did you leave the band when you did?
I was writing a lot of songs that didn't seem to have any place in the band. It was very difficult for me to take those songs because they seem really rather eccentric songs, rather bizarre songs.
But like Henry the Human Fly?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that ended up on Henry the Human Fly, you know, which is a very eccentric album. And but it was a direction that I really wanted to explore, and it seemed it'd be better. I'd have more time to work on it if I was outside of the band. You know, I was reluctant to leave because they were all great friends, and we still are great friends. But, you know, bands have to change.
For many years after the Fairport period, you performed and recruited with your wife, Linda Thompson. And I think a lot of people assumed that the songs that you were singing were personal songs about your relationship together. I'm wondering if that is something you feel like you would never want to do again. In other words, to really sing with someone who you had that close a relationship and to sing songs about a relationship together.
First of all, I'd say that the songs really weren't about a relationship, whatever people might think. you know, again, the songs were fiction. What was going on in the subconscious? I mean, I don't know. And but there's nothing deliberately written about, you know, people. Obviously, if you're writing for a man's voice and a woman's voice, you have to write some songs from a woman's point of view. So if you're writing about relationships, then, you know, you have her angle and you have his angle. And it almost looks as if you're writing a, you know, a kind of soap opera. But would I like to do it again? Very hard thing to do. I wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah. After you had broken up, you were still committed to a tour that you were scheduled for. So you were performing on stage after the breakup. And from what I know, it was a very rough tour for you. What was that like?
Very rough. It was a difficult thing to do. We shouldn't actually have done it. I think it was unfair on both of us and on the band and on everyone concerned. I suppose audiences got some kind of a frisson from watching, maybe. But I think it was just a little too gory, really.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, my guest is Richard Thompson. You became a Sufi Muslim, do I have that right?
Just Muslim would be a more accurate description.
Oh, okay. And how did you first become a Muslim? When was it, and what led you in that direction?
I had some musician friends who were Muslims, and I was very impressed by them as people. You know, I really liked whatever quality they had, which is, I suppose, kind of indefinable. You know, that they had a certain kind of nature about them, certainly kind of a way of carrying themselves that I was very impressed with, and I wanted to be like them.
Some people might find it paradoxical that years after becoming more spiritual, you're writing these really dark songs. Do you find any irony in that, or does that make perfect sense to you?
Not really, no. I might have spiritual aspirations. I mean, again, you know, I hate to, you know, to publicize, you know, this aspect of me. You know, it's kind of, you know, the private side of a human being. I'm a rock and roll musician, and you know, I'm full of, you know, doubts and worries and all this kind of stuff. You know, all this being a human being business, you know, gets expressed in the music. And also, I try and express what I see around me. And it's a difficult age for people, you know. It's an age of real frustration for people, and real disappointment for people. You know, there's terrible things going on, and I think I really have to write about that.
Is rock and roll accepted in Islam?
Is Islam accepted in rock and roll? Is it accepted? That's a good question. I think we might need about 4 hours to answer that one. It's a difficult question.
Well, let me get back to your new record, Rumor and Sigh, and play another song from it. And this is called God Loves a Drunk. It's a terrific song. Would you say something about writing it?
I've never really equated spirituality with being sober. You know, I never liked those sort of, you know, TV evangelist types, you know, or the chaps who come and knock on your door, and they're all very neat and clean. They've got sort of polyester suits on and these very tidy haircuts, and they're very clean shaven and well presented. You know, I don't like all that. You know, I really don't like it. The people I think of as being spiritual that I've ever met in my life have actually been rather wild and outrageous, almost, and they couldn't care less about, you know, what people think of them or what they look like, or you know, they don't care about, you know, what they possess and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's really what the song's about. You know, the drunk is, in a sense, much freer and wilder than the rest of society.
Well, let's hear your song, God Loves a Drunk.
Will there be any bartenders up in there in heaven? Will the pubs never close? Will the glass never drain? No more DTs, no Shakes and no Horace. The very next morning you feel right as rain, 'cause God loves a drunk, lowest of men, like the dogs in the street and the pigs in the pen.
That's Richard Thompson from his new album, Rumor and Sigh. This is a real, instrumentally, you know, it's a real basic, like, man and his guitar kind of song. Do you like to occasionally, I mean, there's some really interesting production on this new record, but this is like an example of the record at its sparest. Mm-hmm. Do you like to save room in your repertoire for that kind of spare work?
I think so. I think it's very powerful to strip things down and be direct. I do a lot of acoustic shows, you know, when I'm not working with a band, and you can certainly put lyrics across to people very, very strongly with just, you know, man and guitar.
Richard Thompson's new album is Rumor and Sigh. This is Fresh Air.